kids return to school, or maybe they're already back in school. Imagine they go to school one day and your daughter walks into the girls' bathroom, or what used to be the girls' bathroom, and it's now gender neutral and the boys are in there too. Or maybe she's changing for gym with the boys. Or maybe she's being called to the principal's office because she used the wrong pronoun and now must be punished. All of this is part of Title IX, the decree Joe Biden has executively forced on America's schools. But South Carolina was one of the states that opposed that. And so we were one of the states where it wasn't supposed to be implemented, at least for now. But then a federal judge the other day got some other ideas. Welcome, Attorney General Alan Wilson, state of South Carolina.
Hey.
Hey,
Tara. It's great to be back with you again.
Yeah, so tell us, this is a nail biter, kind of where we are.
No, you reached out to me last week when I was traveling because this thing was like a yo-yo.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was in a coalition of southeastern states. It was us, Alabama, Florida, and Georgia, who were challenging the Biden Education Department's rule that would have required any educational institutions that receive federal funding to define sex to include gender identity. So it would have, schools would have been forced to allow boys in the girls' bathrooms and vice versa, otherwise lose federal funding. It would have also mandated people use pronouns, the chosen pronouns of individual students. And so this rule was actually, we filed up for an injunction at the district court. The district court ruled against us, and that's when you reached out to me. But then within that 24-hour period, we filed an appeal to the 11th Circuit. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals basically paused and said, you know what, we're going to give you an administrative injunction, states, meaning they're going to stop the Biden rule from going into effect while we try to seek a longer-term injunction. And then after we get that longer-term injunction, we intend to argue the merits of this case. Tara, I fully expect this case to go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. There are three other coalitions of states that have also gotten injunctions on this Biden rule. And so we expect the Biden-Harris administration to appeal if they lose the circuit courts. And this will obviously go to the Supreme Court. But that's what's at stake right now.
Wow. So do you feel like until it gets to the Supreme Court that our schools will be protected from it, or could a judge just unilaterally impose it on South Carolina students?
I'm guardedly optimistic. We got the Court of Appeals to get an administrative injunction, which is a short stop to the rule going into effect, while we argue why it should be enjoined for a longer period of time, because we believe it's going to take a couple of months to fully argue the merits of this. We fully expect there to be an answer to this by later this fall. We expect this to get to the Supreme Court. And so I don't expect this to be drug out the entire school year. My goal is to prevent this rule from going into effect to protect students in South Carolina, as well as every other state that's part of this lawsuit.
I don't think that people understand how bad this is. That kids, teachers, administrators will be required to use preferred pronouns and to be punished for not using preferred pronouns, or the school could what? Lose their federal funding?
That's right. It's the strings that come attached with the federal dollars. Schools can either bend the knee or they can lose the funding. And what's interesting is it's money that the federal government takes through taxation. And now they're withholding your tax dollars to your children's schools if you do not comply, or if the schools do not comply. That's what's going on here.
It's unbelievable.
It really is. And it's almost dystopian. You know, it's interesting that the Biden-Harris administration is calling Donald Trump they're calling him a fascist and an authoritarian, a dictator. But these are people who truly do want to govern through administrative fiat. They want to rule not through the people's elected representatives. Again, they could have passed a law in Congress redefining the word sex to include gender identity, but they can't do that because the people's elected representatives won't pass that law. So they're trying to rewrite federal law through executive fiat. And that's what the Education Department under Biden's doing. They're basically trying to govern you and your children by just simply changing the laws through liberal bureaucrats in the Department of Education.
It's outrageous. I know this doesn't affect sports teams yet, but yet. Is it at risk of that, and could it affect locker rooms? Like, would boys and girls have to change together if this goes through?
If it goes through and we lose, then the rule will be in effect, and schools who do not enforce this rule, meaning accommodating boys identifying as girls and allowing them to go into girls' locker rooms or girls' restrooms, then yes, this could be the new world that we live in, which is why elections matter. You know, presidents pick federal judges who have life tenure. You know, we vote at the ballot box for members of Congress and members of the Senate, you know, that vote for these laws, and the president signs them in. And then when the administrative state abuses this power, we have to go to the courts to write the track. And if we don't have the judges, then you basically have an administrative state that governs from the ground up all the way to Washington, D.C.
Wow. Well, let's hope that doesn't happen and that Supreme Court is able to overturn this. Attorney General Alan Wilson, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.